7:31, the nominee to be the next director of the Office of Personnel Management faced tough questions about her experience in managing large health care programs. Catherine Archuleta survived the mostly hospitable questioning from the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller has all of the details on that nomination hearing and her priorities if Archuleta is confirmed as OPM director. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So what concerns did the lawmakers have about her? And what does it have to do with managing healthcare systems?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that popped up during the hearing yesterday. The first thing, committee members said that, hey, you've never really run a healthcare organization. You never really run a human resources organization before. So they basically said, well, how are you qualified? Remember, Catherine Archuleta was the chief of staff at the transportation and at the labor departments, but both jobs had HR pieces to them, but she was never a full-time human resources position, led a organization. Now, the second reason I think that they're concerned is OPM's roles in implementing a portion of the Affordable Care Act. Now, by October 1st, OPM must create a multi-state plan by contracting with private health insurers to issue and offer at least two providers in each state that are eligible for eligible individuals and small businesses. Now, listen to this exchange between Archuleta and Senator Rob Portman.
OPM has on board right now the experts in healthcare implementation and the long experience that OPM has in implementing healthcare is one that I will rely on as the leader of OPM if I am confirmed. My experience is one in which I will utilize the experiences I have had as a leader of major institutions working with mayors, secretaries, and would utilize the teams that I have put in place to bring that expertise to the OPM.
So I kind of read between the lines there, you don't have the experience in healthcare, but you believe you can put together a team that does have it. And I would just suggest that this is probably your biggest challenge.
Now, Archuleta says OPM has been working on the requirements to meet under the Affordable Care Act, and says the briefings she's received there's been no discussion of problems or concerns about meeting that October 1st deadline. Now, Senator Tom Coburn is the ranking member of the committee. He says OPM has yet to publish the rules that would affect members of Congress and their staffs in moving to health care exchanges and off the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program. Now, Archuleta says she's not been briefed on the status of those rules, but obviously with only a few months left, that's something that Coburn's watching closely.
And Jason, I'm sure the retirement claims backlog came up in the hearing. What did Archuleta have to say about that?
Yeah, no surprise there. I mean, that was probably the biggest issue she's going to face. And she spent a lot of time talking about technologies and the changes she would make to modernize the retirement systems to reduce the claims backlog.
I will also prioritize the improvement of the agency's information technology systems. In past attempts to transition retirement services into a digital system, OPM fell short. Identifying new IT leadership, using existing agency expertise, and seeking advice from experts from inside government and the private sector, I believe that OPM can successfully update its IT systems. If confirmed by the Senate, I will work with my senior management team to create a plan within 100 days of assuming office on modernizing IT at OPM. I will add a chief technology officer position specifically focused on assessing and improving the technology products that OPM uses.
Now, Senator Tom Coburn, who's been paying attention to the CIO, CTO, the whole setup of agency IT systems, offers this friendly warning to Archuleta about how she tackles this technology problem.
You're going to place a chief technology officer at OPM. And the full committee, Senator Carper and I both, we've been looking at chief information officers and technology, and your statements to staff in the staff brief was that you would make that a co-equal with the chief information officer. And I just want to caution you on that.
Oh.
You have a chief information officer who is responsible for the information. Technology is the way you get it, but it is the tool. And I would caution you to think long and hard that the chief technology officer ought to be brought in under the chief information officer so that you can hold the chief information. Because the reason you want a technology officer is for the information. You don't want an information officer to have technology. You want it the reverse. And so where we've seen that work in other agencies, it's been highly effective. When we've seen it done like you're suggesting, it's not as effective.
Now, Archuleta says she'll consider Coburn's cautionary tale. She sets up this approach. Other members also were concerned about the backlog. Senator Mark Begich from Alaska says OPM processed 25% fewer claims in June than it had planned to process, and he wants to make sure that that does not continue, that trend does not continue. And Senator John Tester asked about whether OPM could give annuitants who are waiting for the full payment, maybe their full payment on the front end, and then if it's too much, once OPM processes the paperwork, then they could pay the money back on the back end. So several questions around the backlog, a lot of focus on not just reducing the backlog, but improving the processing way. Now, Archuleta also spent a lot of time talking about how to improve technology. So she already has a plan in place. As you heard her say, 100 days from when she's confirmed, there'll be a new plan to improve OPM's technology.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Well, after the technology and whether she can do the job piece, was there anything left to ask her?
Yeah, just a few things, right? A couple of things came up. Security clearance reform also was a hot topic. Senator Tester, who co-authored a bill recently to change the process around the security clearances to try to deal with any future Edward Snowden problems, that came up, and they asked her about that. They also, the debate over official time was probably one of the hotter topics. This is where federal employees are being paid by the government, but they're doing work for the employee union. Both Senators Coburn and Portman asked why this is happening. In fact, Portman highlighted the Veterans Affairs Department's use of official time, where they have 257 employees working full-time for the union, but are being paid by the taxpayers. Now, across the government, the official time accounts for about 3.4 million man-hours, which Portman says is equivalent to 1,600 employees not coming to work a year. Archuleta says while official time and collective bargaining are allowed under law, it is something she promised to take a closer look at if she's confirmed.
I would very much like to understand the numbers that you have quoted to me, sir, and I would look at my own experiences with official time at the DOL, which was a valuable relationship. It helped us to resolve issues. It helped us to anticipate issues. That was a positive experience at the DOL, and I believe that other agencies have other experiences that I would like to discuss with them, and I look forward to working with the Federal Labor Management Council to take a look at the use of official time.
Another hot-button issue Archuleta will have to deal with is confirmed is in federal employee morale. Again, Senator Tester points out that OPM's viewpoint survey found major morale issues across the government, something we've reported on time and again. Archuleta says there are a few things that can be done to improve employee morale.
In terms of recognizing employee performance in the time of sequestration, it's often very difficult because of the bonuses and other incentives that have been put on hold. So I think managers have to work very closely together to identify ways that they can honor the work that is done daily by federal workers. In terms of poor performers, I believe that there are tools in place. I'm not sure that all managers understand what those tools may be, and I would work very hard, if confirmed, to make sure that all departments understand the tools that are available to them. Finally, sir, I would say that working with the Chico Council and the Labor Management Council, that it would be very important to work together, utilizing, for example, the gear to make sure that the results that and the accountability that is required to move missions forward is understood by both managers and employees.
Now, you heard Archuleta mention GEAR there. That's the system developed under the Labor Management Council to measure employee performance. It's being tested out by a handful of agencies. So all in all, Archuleta had a fairly easy confirmation hearing, and while she didn't get necessarily enthusiastic support by everyone, she did get support nonetheless and seems to be headed out of committee into the full Senate for a vote in the coming weeks.
Thanks, Jason.